Hello, welcome back once again to Black Quartets and Films. I look back at the history of Black Quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 to 1991. On our program, we feature not only quartets, but quintet, trios, and also quartet pretending to be quartet, as we heard with the Bobby Bush Quartet. You just heard our theme again, Strolling Blues from the 1958 film Touch of Evil. That track and all the other tracks in the film, both the jazz and the rock and roll material, was all written by Henry Mancini. And we don't think of Henry Mancini doing rock and roll. I believe another film that he actually did rock and roll music for was a film called Rock Baby. I have to check that out. Now, on today's program, we're going to continue on playing recordings from the films of quartets of the 1940s. Our first quartet we're going to be playing is for 1945. And for you quartet collectors out there, you might have heard of the Master Keys. And I believe they recorded for Abbey and other record labels from the mid and late 1940s. So it's kind of surprised that a quartet like the Master Keys were in a motion picture, but they were in a 10-minute all-black short called Romance on the Beat. Like I said, it's from 1945. The song they're going to be, well, let me just mention who they are first. Master Keys were Johnny Moore, first tenor, Clarence Robert, second tenor, Melvin Colden, first bass, and Philip White, second bass. It's very unusual for a quartet to have two basses. With two basses, they're actually not singing four-bar harmony, they're actually doing three-bar harmony, because two basses count as one part. So they're actually singing as a trio rather than a quartet, even though there are four guys in it. The song you're gonna be hearing is called "I Don't Mind the Rain." So from the film Romance on the Beat, 1945, here are the Master Keys with "I Don't Mind the Rain."
I don't mind the rain.
I Don't Mind the Rain, the Master Keys from the film Romance on the Beat, 1945. The next artist we're going to be hearing is from the Little Four Quartet. I have no information on them, except they made only three soundies, and you're going to hear one of them today. The song we're going to be hearing is called Love Grows on a White Oak Tree. There's a soundie for 1944, so let's get to it.
My mommy told me about it long ago. You're the best thing that you can. And want to sing it.
Love Grows on a White Oak Tree, the Little Four Quartet, 1944 soundy. The next acts we're going to be looking at are the Sweet Peppers. And the Sweet Peppers were, let me get my notes here, Ray Branker, piano, Bob Bell, guitar, and Walter Williams, bass. You're going to be hearing from two songs from them. The first one is not really a harmony. It's more like what I call call and response, or them playing the instruments. It's from a film from 1943 called A Lady Takes a Chance with John Wayne. The song you're going to be hearing is called Swinging at the Cotton Club. Then right after that, you're going to hear a sound new from them from 1945 called Take Everything. Take Everything, which is of an excellent three-part harmony recording. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. So let's get to the Sweet Peppers from 1943 from the film called A Lady Takes a Chance. Hear them doing now, Swinging at the Cotton Club.
Yeah! sure is what they say you. You take the fish, that's swim the sea, and all the birds that fly so free. Take the road, that's filled with dew. Take everything there is but they say you. Cause you find my baby. No, it's no but no maybe. I give you love simply because I'm so in love. You make the breeze that makes me sigh, and all the trees that grow so high. Take the world, it's just for you. Take everything there is but leave me you.
Take Everything, Soundy from 1945 with Sweet Pepper, and before that, Swinging at the Cotton Club. The next form we're going to be hearing from is Four Spirits of Rhythm from a film from 1941 titled Sweetheart of the Campus. Now, this is not really a harmony number. It's also what they call a call and response. In case you don't know what call response is, somebody says something and then somebody else responds to it. This is more likely what this number is. And the song they're going to be singing is called Tom Tom the Elevator Boy. And right after that, we're going to hear from the Five Spirits of Rhythm. Don't know if they both were the same act. I really don't know. But Five Spirits of Rhythm is backing up Dorothy Dandridge. She made this is actually a soundie from 1941, and she appeared in basically 10 soundies altogether. So I only have one for you to play. It's called Yes Indeed, which is a somewhat of a gospel number. Dorothy Dandridge was 19 years old when she made the soundie, and the setting for this soundie is like a church or a revival. But the outfit that she was wearing in the soundie, it was more like she was trying to become men, because it basically was low on top and short on the bottom. So you can picture how that is. Somebody going to church like dressing like that. But now, my copy that I'm playing for you, I got it from a collector. So unfortunately, it's incomplete, but I'm going to play it for you anyway. Let's get to it. First year, again, you're going to be hearing from Tom Tom, the Elevator Boy by the Four Spirits of Rhythm. And then after that, Five Spirits of Rhythm backing up Dorothy Dandridge. And Yes, Indeed.
I'm Tom Tom, the Elevator Boy. Work every day for the horrible Lord, but at night
swing low.
I'm a terror beating rhythm down on nightclub row. Tom Tom, the escalated nurse,
basement to Ruth and the vice versa.
But at night,
I declare,
I'm a mini plain genie with the light brown hair. Face the front of the car, I'll say, politely with every ride. But meet me at the bar, you'll see me change from Jekyll to Mr. Hyde. Tom, I let him in and out, ride up and down on the same old route. But at night, I'm a sassy with the brassy and the boogie boo.
First floor
for engineering. This way for the radio.
First floor.
Professor Derrick, tricks the knee from 2 to 3. Here we go.
Second floor.
Professor Liggett, mathematics, father's son.
By the way,
he loves to dig it. He cuts a rug, a jitterbug. What a plow.
Third floor.
For chemistry and science, you might try a trigon ride.
Fourth floor.
For tech appliance, number 6 for tarry legs. Let us fly.
Fifth floor.
For diathermy and the mechanic shop.
Sixth floor.
Professor Nami lecturing on how to swing. Last stop. Zoot, loot, reet, boot, 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 but you do, make with the blues and the low-down stuff. The McGee
is on.
I'll be digging, start your digging when you hear Tom, 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 ba-dat, 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 ba-dat.
Yes, good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes. Didn't the good book say that Cain killed Abel?
Yes, good Lord.
Hit him in the head with a leg of a table?
Yes, good Lord.
Well, didn't the stars refuse to shine?
Well, what you know about it? You wasn't there.
Put on your long white robe and your starry crown. Be ready when the great day comes.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Yes, good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Hallelujah! Brethren and sisters, if you wash your sins, you'll never go down below.
Oh, no!
Is there any of y'all who wants to come up here? What you want to say about it, Sister Snow?
You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed. You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you shout, hallelujah. When it hits you, you holler, yes, indeed.
We'll shout when it hits you.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Yes, you'll shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed. Oh, when the Spirit moves you, you shout, hallelujah.
When it hits you, you holler.
Yes, indeed. It comes out, Jack, it's in ya. Makes you shout, Jack, it's in ya.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, when the Spirit moves you, you shout,
hallelujah!
When it hits you, you holler, yes, indeed.
You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Peace,
yes, you shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Praise the Lord.
You will shout hallelujah.
Stagger me here.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed, Dorothy Dandridge and the Five Spirits of Rhythm, Sound Leaf for 1941, and before that, Tom Tom, the Elevator Boy, Four Spirits of Rhythm for 1943. It's unfortunate I don't have the complete recording of Yes, Indeed, but that's the only copy I got of it. That was the Soundie, so that's the last Soundie you're going to hear on this program. Before I go on my last number, just wanted to basically want to say something about the Soundies. 1,800 Soundies were made from 1941 to 1947. There were two things that caused the demise of the Soundie Corporation. One was World War II. The Soundie machine, that was they were called Panorama machine. They only made about 5,000 Panorama machine for the whole United States. They wanted to make at least 30,000, but they couldn't because the aluminum that they had to use to make the Panorama machine had to go for the war effort. So, which was very unfortunate for the company. Another problem that they had was in 1942, the musician union went on strike against the recording industry. And unfortunately, this affected the Soundie Corporation as well. So they couldn't use union musicians for the Soundies. And that set them back a lot. The strike lasted for a pretty good long time. About 287 of the over 1,800 Soundies were by black artists. About 50 or 60 of them feature black trios, quartets, and quintets. Throughout their years of producing, they made some great musical films. Now, the last number I'm going to play on this program is from a film called Reveille by Beverly, and it featured Duke Ellington and Orchestra. This is mostly an instrumental of his great recording of Take the A-Train and playing the whole thing. But in the middle of the tune, Betty Roche comes out and sings the song, and three other members of the Duke Ellington Orchestra backed her up, and they form a quartet. So you're going to hear that in the middle of the song. So from the film Reveille by Beverly, here Duke Ellington Orchestra, Betty Roche singing with backup vocals by members of the Duke Ellington Band, and Take the A-Train. Peg the A-Train, Duke Ellington Orchestra, Betty Rochelle, with the help of the three members of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. On our next program, I'm going to be featuring recordings from films that I didn't play first time on some of my earlier programs. You're going to be hearing from, I got some of these films recently, so what I'll be playing is from a quartet I play back in other shows, like the Mills Brothers, Four Blackbirds, and the Jones Boy. But also we'll be playing the first of the films with black quartet from the 1950s. I'll be playing recording. I'm going to mention who they were on that broadcast, and it's going to be quite a big surprise who the artist is. So you have to come back for that show. So until next time, I'll see you down the road.